Tallahassee Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on the Call of Demasi Sports Report, and it's all on ESPN Radio, 104.3 FM, AM 1400, and now over in Hilton Head at 92.7. We're also streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com, and we're on your smartphone. ESPN, go to the headphone, go to Savannah Hilton Head, and you can listen to the Coach and Makos. And remember, this is all presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, because life is moving. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm exhausted.
I know you're out at you're out there working out, and you're making Mr. Markel Blunt walk in here limping, and you guys must have had some good workout over there at Savannah State with Coach Scola.
Yeah, actually, this morning he made me go.
Good man.
Yes,
good man.
So I wanted to.
I know behind every great man is a great woman, but behind every great woman is a man. You know what I mean?
I wanted to sleep in this morning. I was at camp at Oatland Island all week, and that was exhausting enough. The heat really got to me, but. We worked out this morning with Coach Nate Scola over at Savannah State, and what a great facility. Mm-hmm. You know, we were there with Dorothy and Brandon, who we work out with at CrossFit Steadfast, and of course Nate's wife, Carly as well.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Carly, you can't forget about Carly.
Oh, I would never forget about Carly. She's a sweetheart. But yeah, I mean, they all kicked my butt. We did some sprint work and some burpee work, and of course kicked my butt, but that's all right. You know, 42, I'll take it.
Oh.
Versus some of these young children. Markel kicked my butt too. So
he's younger than you though, right?
No, he's actually older than me.
No. Yeah, well, trying to give you a little plug there, Markel.
Younger in the heart, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, but a great workout. And, you know, like I said, there was a ton of people over at Savannah State working out and getting their workout on before, before the heat really
The heat
kinda
comes in again.
Gets in, yeah. And so it's just impressive. You know, there are people doing the stadium stairs and running sprints, and it's just nice to see, the use of that facility, because it is more than just a football field, and it's a great track and, great facility. We're lucky to have it there.
It's 80 degrees, but it feels like 90 already. So, get outside. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, people? You're talking to a guy from the north. Okay, I'll take the heat. I'll take the sun. I'll even take your Savannah Sand Gnats over shoveling snow and dealing with the cold. Yeah, I like a change of season, but you know what? Shorts every day, 365 days a year. You got to love it.
I like flip-flops. I wear flip-flops all the time.
So
that's my thing. Well, not now. I got sneakers on. But
you just worked out. I mean, you don't work out in flip-flops.
You can.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Just take it from the Jersey girl here.
That's right.
All right, we got a great lineup for you. Right now we're in quarter number one. We play two games here. 9 to 10 is the first game. Second game is from 10 to 11. First quarter, first hour. Introduce the show, local scores, who's coming on, who's not coming on. No, who's coming on. then we'll get into quarter number two. This young lady was supposed to come on 2 or 3 weeks ago, but due to her profession, female firefighter, right?
That's right.
She couldn't come on, but we'll have her on now. We're going to do fitness first with Makos. And former standout Richmond Hill Armstrong State University athlete, Tyler Carlson. Unbelievable.
You know, I feel old because I covered Tyler when she was in high school.
I coached against her.
Yeah, scored her thousandth point. And what an impressive young lady.
Very impressive.
You know, went to school. And we'll talk to her a little bit more about this. But, her dad's a firefighter. And, I guess it was in her blood. But,
right.
She called me a couple summers ago, talking about the CPAT test and everything and just how hard it was. And she rocked it. You know, she absolutely rocked it. And now she's working for Savannah Fire. She's a rookie. And, she's amazing. Like I would, put my life on the line for her any day. She can come rescue me any day.
Well, she puts her life on the line every day for us. So we'll talk to former standout athlete, Tyler Carlson. Then we're going to go a little talk sports. This is the first time we're doing it. We have an open segment that we're going to talk sports, and I'm calling it The Coach with Kel and Mel. That's right. Markel Blunt is a big supporter of the show. He comes in every Saturday, moved down here to Savannah, Georgia from Boston. Hopefully he won't go back, but he played at Boston College, has a lot of knowledge about local sports, about sports in general. I'll teach him about the local sports, as Melissa will do. But we got three topics we're going to talk about and break it down. So it'll be The Coach and Kel and Mel in the third segment of the first hour. Then we're going to go with former, hopefully I can get in touch with him because he's going to be on the field, former Liberty County High School football star, Ohio State University All-American linebacker, now linebacker with the Miami Dolphins. He's got his own camp going on at Liberty County High School in Hinesville. I coached against this kid. He was in ninth grade. He was a man amongst boys. Now you know why he's playing for the Miami Dolphins. That's Raekwon McMillan. Give him back to the community. Give him back to the kids where he was at. I mean, just to see a local kid make it to the NFL, or I don't know, what do they call the NFL? The show? I mean, I know baseball, they call it the show.
What do they call the NFL? The league?
The league. That's it. They make it.
The league.
He made it to the league. So pretty special that. Game number two, 10 until 11. Introduce the show again. We're going to bring on a Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete who was supposed to be on here the same week Tyler was supposed to be on, Tyler Carlson. But she had a lot of soccer going on. But we're going to have Calvary junior soccer player Sarah Slingloff. So it's going to be pretty special. She's only a junior, one of the best soccer players in the area. So another guest that we couldn't get on, getting on now. And then the third quarter of the second hour, former Jenkins football player, Alabama A&M star, now has been with the Washington Redskins for the last 2 years. He's having a fundraiser for his foundation, the Anthony Lanier II Foundation. He wants to give back to the community. He does this up in the Washington, D.C. area. He says, well, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I want to do it here. Pretty special that these guys are giving back to the community.
Yeah, and that's what I love. You know, Markel and I talk about that all the time. You know, there's so many people in our community, Carl, give back to the community. And I think that's important and that's huge. And, you know, that's one of the things that makes Savannah so great. You know, when someone goes down, the community steps right up. And I've seen it with, you know, in neighborhoods. I've seen it, you know, at Beach High School. I've seen it at all over the place around here. And it's nice that, you know, you might leave, but you can always come back home.
You know what? People have told me, well, Coach, you know, you're just giving us news that people gave us. No, I'm updating you of what you might have missed. So, yes, it's a potpourri of what happened during the week on my show. But it's also giving the kids more ink, more love. And we're talking about kids giving back. Josh Reddick. Have you seen the pictures? Josh Reddick Stadium. I'm a surfer. I'm an internet surfer. I'm a junkie. I mean, I look for sports all the time. Just Josh Reddick giving back to the Effingham County community, even though he's born in Savannah, Georgia. But he lived up in Effingham for a long time. Just a great facility up there in Springfield.
You know, and what's nice is when, you know, a lot of times these guys are so successful, you know, they don't forget their roots. And I think that's really important not to forget where you came from. And, of course, we've seen the flip side where we've seen some people, you know, kind of forget where they came from.
Of course.
And, you know, it happens. But, you know, it's nice to see, you know, some of these athletes come back and businessmen. And it doesn't just stop or start with sports. It's all the way around in terms of, you know, teachers when they were parapros and now they're principals or, you know, superintendents, and you see what they're doing for our school system or for, you know, the community in general. And it's just it's nice
special
to see that. And I'd like, you know, we watch the news and it's negative, and that's why I love doing this show, because it's so positive. And
so
it's nice to talk about the good things.
We do what we do, and we want to talk about positive sports, positive news. Okay, two-minute drill here. We got to get all the local news in here. Okay, pro baseball, Braves 43-30, first place, three games over the Washington Nationals. Took one on a chin last night. They're up 3-1 going into the ninth inning. And I stayed up to watch it, okay? Like I said, I watch sports, but it's the Braves. I've sort of got a little loyalty to the Braves now that I live down here, even though I do follow Mike Yankees, okay? But they had a 3-1 lead. They gave up six runs to the Orioles in the top of the ninth. Then they come back and score four runs in the bottom of the ninth, so it's 7-7. They go to the 15th inning, okay? And, of course, that's where I fell in and out. I got up to see Mr. Mercado hit a two-run home run in the 15th inning. So as the Orioles beat the Braves 10-7, the game took 5 hours and 21 minutes. I fell asleep probably about the 10th inning.
Yeah.
I woke up when Mr. Mercado hit that two-run home run. It just kills me. I mean, I know I shouldn't get upset about it, but
you're like my dad.
Your bullpen. You got to have a bullpen.
You have to close it out. You cannot go into the ninth inning, seventh inning, those later innings, and lose a lead. You can't.
You just can't do it.
It's like giving up a hit on 0-2. Can't do it.
You can't do it. Up next, this afternoon against the Orioles, you can listen to it right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball. One big thing I got to say, I love the uniforms. Throwback uniforms from 1974 when Henry Aaron, the great Henry Aaron, it's Henry Aaron week up there in the STP. STP?
SunTrust Park.
Okay, so it's pretty special. And listening to Henry Aaron, we're not going to get to all the news, so listen to Henry Aaron speak. I mean, it's just unbelievable, and that's another reason why I wanted to watch it last night. The guy is class.
Yes.
I can remember 1974 when he hit that home run.
I was able to interview him. you know, back in my interview days, and just class act.
Class act. We're going to give you the rest of the information, sports updates, and all the local schools. We'll give you that when we get to the third quarter, when we do our little segment here. We're going to open up and talk about sports, but we got to get to our guest, and this young lady was remarkable. She was at Richmond High School. She was an all-world basketball player, but do you know? She was also the cross-country athlete of the year.
Yeah.
Of the year, for Savannah Morning News. So she had a lot of talent. She went out to Mars Hills for 2 years, came back to Armstrong State University, made a big impact, and that's Tyler Carlson. You're listening to The Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And remember, we're sponsored by, presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics, because life is moving. We'll be right back after this.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And that's right. Today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's and the Coach and Makos presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics, because life is moving. And we got a young lady that had made a big impact at high school and college, and now she's giving back, protecting us as one of our public servants, and she does a great job. But she's also a fitness fanatic, like, of course, my co-host now, Melissa Makos. So we're at Fitness First with Makos, and this young lady, I mean, you talk about high school, played 4 years at Richmond Hill, scored 1,000 points in basketball, was the Savannah Morning News, okay, girls cross country run of the year her senior year. So it's not just basketball that she was into. Went on to Mars Hills, had two great seasons there, but wanted to come home. She played two seasons at Armstrong for Coach Bullock, and did a great job. What more can I say? Can you add anything more to that introduction, ma'am?
She's a phenom.
She's a phenom.
Athletic phenom, human phenom.
I still wouldn't want to play a one-on-one.
Oh, no.
I still wouldn't want to go cross-country running with her either.
No. Now that she's into CrossFit, ooh, forget about it.
So joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, former Richmond Hill standout athlete, Armstrong State University, and Mars Hills, Tyler Carlson. Tyler, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Carl and Melissa.
Yeah, Tyler, you know, just for the listeners that may not know, I know Carl pretty much went over it about your athletic prowess and your athletic background. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in sports, and obviously perhaps basketball, your favorite sport.
Yeah, so pretty much, I mean, as young as I can remember, you know, sports were the thing in my life. You know, I wasn't really the type of kid that I liked to sit inside and, you know, watch TV or play games inside or anything. It was always outside. We were always throwing around a ball, kicking a ball, running, doing something, you know, active. But in high school, you know, I pretty much played a little bit of everything. As you guys already mentioned, cross country, basketball, softball. I played golf for a semester, which not many people know. I wasn't very good at it, but it was fun. You know, every time that there was an opportunity to, you know, to learn a new sport, learn a new game, you know, jump on a team, I was there. So sports have very much, you know, a large part of my life since I was little.
And you know, it's something special, because I've coached 35 years of basketball. It's the only sport I have not taken a season off. This will be the first one ever, due to the fact that I'm getting my knees replaced. But anyway, to make a long story short, I mean, anytime I had to go up against Richmond Hill, she was one of the toughest players to stop, because she could dribble the ball, she could shoot the ball, she could drive to the hole, and you knew she was something special. You really did. And Tyler, you were probably one of the hardest males or females basketball player that I have had a defense my team to stop.
Thank you. Yeah, it's funny. I do remember every time we would play you guys, the defense wouldn't, it was like gnats. They wouldn't leave me alone. They were on me like you wouldn't believe, but. You
would say flies on cow manure. That's an easy way to say it.
Yeah.
Like gnats, I like that.
Yeah. My outlook in high school, you know, Richmond Hill, you know, fairly decent-sized city and school. But, you know, I wanted to play in college. I knew that was one of my goals. And my high school coaches have been, you know, very supportive since, you know, my freshman year. And, you know, just working hard and working my butt off, not only during the season, you know, preseason, but over the summer, that was where I was really able to, you know, improve. And, And it all transferred over to the, you know, my junior and senior year. I could definitely say that.
You know, you talk about transferring over, you know, while you were in high school from year to year. But how has being such an athlete and have that work ethic and that drive and that motivation to just get better every year, how has that helped you in your career now and your career path as a firefighter?
You know, Melissa, it definitely gives me a little edge because, you know, I've always been a hard worker. I've always, if I want something, I know I need to work my butt off to get it. But especially with the fire department, and you know, I'm not the tallest, I'm not the biggest person on the fire department, but I'm always gonna go, you know, 100% and make sure that I'm, you know, prepared. I'm doing everything that I need to do. You know, I can handle, you know, the weight, the loads, the different things that we do daily. And you know, being part of a team, college, high school. You know, that's really helped me develop and grow into the person I am that is allowing me to be successful in the fire department. I mean, I've only been on the fire department for about a year now. I'm coming up on my year in about 5 days here.
Wow.
But it's definitely given me, you know, the character and helped me grow for sure.
Yeah, what, so I know your dad's a firefighter, and I've known you and your dad for what seems like forever now since I moved to Savannah. What made you want to become a firefighter?
So it's funny, everybody, you know, that's the first question you get when you show up at a firehouse and you're the new person. It's why do you want to be here? What are you doing? You know, I was coaching for 2 years. I coached basketball for 2 years, and then I was working on my master's at the time, and I kind of switched gears into strength and conditioning. I did that for 2 years as well, and I got to the point where, you know, I loved what I was doing. I love being around athletes. I love helping kids. But I felt, you know, personally that I wanted to do something a little bit more, you know, for my community, for my family, for my friends. And, you know, I considered, you know, the military. I can't say I looked at, you know, being a cop or a police officer. You know, my dad was way back, but that really didn't cross my mind too much. But it just so happened applications opened for the fire department. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it and check it out. And I can honestly say that it's been the best decision I've made, hands down. Absolutely love my job. I love the people I work with. I love the department. And it's a challenge every day. You know, every shift is a challenge. You don't know, you know, what you're going to deal with. If it's an accident, a fire, you know, it could be something totally unrelated to firefighting. And, you know, you still have to be ready to go. So knowing that there's a challenge every day that, you know, you got to be prepared for the second that those tones go out, that's pretty much what gets me going, gets me excited, you know, to do what I do.
And you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillenhead. We're talking to Tyler Carlson, Fitness First with Makos, but you got to be in shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
To respond to those kind of situations.
Yeah, Tyler, I remember you were talking to me before when you were training for the firefighter test, the CPAT, and it was pretty intense. And so how do you prepare? How do you stay in shape for not just life but your job?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's definitely something that you know, we talk about training and fitness and staying in shape every day, you know, whether it's with fellow, you know, firefighters or just friends in general. But me personally, I've always been heavily involved in fitness. I love working out, you know, I love running, you know, so doing that for me to stay healthy has always been very important to me. But on top of, you know, you throw in my job, you need to be physically fit. There's no other way, you know, to put that. My normal routine, you know, when I'm on shift, we go to the gym, or we'll do some kind of circuit or training at the station, usually about an hour. When I'm off shift, you know, I'll go to the gym. I'll go to like a 24/7 and just, you know, lift weights, throw around some weights there.
You just throw them around, eh?
But, yeah. What's that, Carl?
I said just throw them around, right?
Yeah, just throw them around, you know, toss them here, toss them there. But in the last, I'd say about 6 months, I've started doing CrossFit.
Yes.
And I go to CrossFit High Performance.
Yes.
And, you know, the movements and the intensity and the types of workouts that we do, I've noticed a tremendous difference in, you know, my physical capabilities, I've gotten a lot stronger. And it's really been helpful. You know, you get on a fire ground and you're throwing a ladder, you're pulling a hose or something, and someone is like, oh, let me help you with that. And it's like, hey, you know, you can go do this while I do this, because we got to be efficient here. But, you know, you're able to do things on your own. And, yeah, it's the training that I've done outside of, you know, being on shift or anything like that has definitely helped me stay in shape.
Yeah, I love high performance, and you know, I've always known high performance as the firefighter CrossFit box. You know, and you want to talk about camaraderie and, you know, community. They definitely have it going on over there. And but you, it doesn't stop just with you for CrossFit. I know I always see you at these races. I see you at the Rock and Roll. I see you at the Tunnel to Towers, and we know that the Tunnel to Towers is coming up, and I see you every year at it. What does that race mean to you?
Yeah, so, you know, before my family moved down to Richmond Hill, we lived in New York. So the Tunnel to Towers run is, yes, it's about, you know, the first responders, the firefighters, you know, Stephen, who the run is for, you know, those people that lost their lives on 9/11. But, you know, there's a little bit more of it. It means a little bit more to me because, you know, I'm from New York. I was there, you know, when 9/11 took place. My dad was down there for like 3 or 4 days straight, you know, so that run in particular is very meaningful because it, you know, we're able to honor those who sacrificed, you know, they made the greatest sacrifice. They're doing what they need to do to save another person. And, you know, it's very inspiring and motivating that we have events like that. And, you know, even a few weeks ago, we had the Savannah Mile.
Yeah.
You know, put on by the 200 Club. That's something that, you know, you got all counties from the surrounding area that come and, you know, honor fallen firefighters, fallen police officers, you know, paramedics, EMTs, anybody in public service, if you will. But it's just that's how we can honor them. They've done what they needed to do to honor us and to keep our, you know, city, you know, town safe, et cetera. But, you know, being able to participate in those runs, it's a very humbling experience.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one last question, because, you know, we're running out of time here. I wish we could spend more time. But, you know, what does it mean to you to be a part of a community such as, you know, Savannah, Richmond Hill? You know, how has your involvement in sports, that team atmosphere, impacted you in terms of being part of a team community such as Savannah Fire and the town we live in?
You know, it's funny. So there's many times where, you know, I'll go out to dinner with some friends or my family, or, you know, we're just walking to Walmart or whatever it is. And, you know, someone will come up and say, hey, Tyler, how are you doing? And, you know, there's a few times where I have no idea who that person is. But I'm like, hey, you know, so good to see you. How are you? And, you know, keeping that positive vibe and relationship, you know, with this person I don't know. And the reason why I say that is, you know, growing up, especially in Richmond Hill with such a tight-knit community, and then obviously with the fire department and getting to know, you know, families and more of the guys and the women that, you know, are on the job, it's definitely an amazing experience to be a part of both of these communities. You know, you got people from all over the place that come down here for the fire department, and you know, even just in high school, you got people from different backgrounds and everything, but, you know, there's a lot of amazing around here, a lot of amazing families that, you know, make you feel like you're at home wherever you go.
Awesome.
And so I think, you know, growing up with that, in high school, definitely has, you know, shown me how lucky we are, you know, that we have the people that we do in Savannah and Richmond Hill and, you know, and it's, I don't know. It's just one of those things that you're very thankful for. And you don't really think about it until you're sitting here talking about it. But yeah, we do. We live in a great place. I can say that.
Well, Tyler, great job. Great to see that you're in a profession that you like, and you know, and fitness is a big part of it. And I know watching you grow up in high school and college, you were always fit, always energetic. And it's great to see that you're supporting and you're giving a service that we need here all over America, even here in Savannah, Georgia. Great job, and always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Carl. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Tyler. Have a great day.
Thanks, Melissa. You too.
Okay.
just, you know, I mean, just watching kids grow up like that is something special. And like I said, I got to coach against her. She was at Richmond Hill High School. I was coaching the Effingham County High School. I was coaching the girls. And you knew when you played Richmond Hill, Elizabeth Bennett, and the team that she got, former Armstrong coach, and now, you know, a teacher. She's a principal, a middle school assistant principal, or a high school. I don't know what she is, but she's assistant principal now. You knew her team's going to be tough, and Tyler Carlson was epitome of toughness, of a stamina, of fortitude. And the girl was just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really cool is, you know, now that she's a firefighter, now we know that if your house catches on fire, you've got one of the best that's going to come try and save you too. So, and what's cool too is she's got her master's degree.
I mean,
and so, you know, don't think for one second that firefighters aren't educated, because that's, you know, the stereotype is that, oh, they can't even graduate. No, you have to graduate. And to move up in the firefighting world and the police world, you know, first responder, you have to have degrees. And so, and Tyler's got it. Now she, you know, obviously, you know, she's, you know, the career path that she chose isn't necessarily, you know, what her master's is in, but you can always apply that knowledge.
Yeah, just a great job. Tyler Carlson, former Richmond Hill Wildcat, Armstrong State Pirate, Mars Hills, I don't know what their nickname is, but great kid, great. Now she's giving back to the community as a firefighter. Next up, we're going to talk a little sports. It's The Coach with the tag team, Kellen Mell, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 over in Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
That's right. It's the Coach and Makos and the Kel. We have Kel and Mel, a tag team of Melissa Makos and Markel Blunt, our daily, our weekly guest here. Yes, yes, Boston strong, okay. But you guys, forget about it all, you know, forget about it. Great New York deli located over in Sandfly, Rocky's New York deli-style restaurant. Great job. But let's get into a little sports. We talked about it last week. We're always talking about sports with a guest. Well, let's get a little more into this here. And this is a fun part where we get to voice our opinions and talk about what's going on. And now we're going to add Mr. Markel Blunt. If you don't know Markel Blunt, former Boston College football player.
Sorry.
entrepreneur up in Boston, but now has made the move to Savannah, Georgia. He's going to call Savannah, Georgia home for a little while, hopefully for a long time. I know that's what Melissa's thinking here. So it is her boo, but, you know.
My boo.
I'm trying to get the words here. Back in my day, you would be her boyfriend, but, you know. But anyway, let's talk some sports with the Kel and Mel right here on The Coach and Makos. Okay, you've been part of it. You've been part of it. College sports. The hype about a draft, whether it's the NFL or the NBA, and which one is better? I just think it's overrated because these kids are so young. Now, you know, the NBA draft, 18, 19, 20 years old, you don't know where they're going to be going. And, you know, it's so hyped. And, you know, you got people watching it. They packed out wherever they did the NBA draft. I think it was Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I just think it's overhyped.
Okay, so the NBA draft, I'm not really that much into the NBA draft. But, I mean, my Twitter feed was blowing up with oh, the Hawks this and the Hawks that and this. And so, obviously, it's huge. I'm more into the NFL draft, the Major League Baseball. You know, there's what 8,000 million million rounds for the
rounds.
For the baseball, for Major League Baseball. But you know, because the NBA draft was the most recent one, there is a lot of hype around it. And you know, I feel like with the NBA, there's a lot of more duds in the first round than anything. And I always feel like it's overhyped. NFL is a different bird. I like watching the NFL draft. I'll sit there all day and watch it.
To be frank, I don't enjoy the NFL draft or any other draft in that matter. I do think it's overhyped, but obviously it's a business in itself these days. I mean, you know, and they keep stretching it, especially in the NFL, where they want you talking about the NFL all year long. And so they've stretched out the draft, back into later in the spring to when they used to do that. So for me, I just think that it doesn't really matter until you get into the preseason and you start to see some of these athletes. And again, I guess, you know, if you're following your favorite players from college, who, you know, you want to follow and see where they get drafted. But I don't think any of it matters. We've obviously seen star players come out of the late rounds, and obviously, you know, out of the first rounds as well. But, you know, for me, it is just a lot of hype.
And I know she's going to get a little hyper about this Tom Brady late rounds, right?
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, and that's the one thing, Carl, that, you know, you never know. And
you never know.
It's a lot of, you know, you were talking about, I think we're going to talk about it at the end and three out the doors, the five, you get five stars, you get four stars, you get two stars. You know, a lot of it is hype. And we were talking about, Markell was telling him about the Florida, Mr. Florida, Xavier Lee, who I covered at Florida State. And this was one of the most tremendous athletes I've ever covered. And where is he? You know, he played a couple games, had some issues off the field, and never matriculated into anything more than, you know, a backup quarterback, started a few games at Florida State, but he was so good.
Good.
So what does that five-star rating really mean, right? So. You know, and that's the thing, too, is that, you know, a tremendous athlete that Tim Tebow is, but, you know, where is he? He couldn't do it on the professional rank. So I guess it really depends on, you know, you got to keep it all in perspective, I guess.
All right, now let's go to another point. We're only going to get to 2 points here. The U.S. Open last week at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island out in Southampton in the Hamptons. People crying that Saturday was too tough. These people get paid. They're professional golfers. They should be able to handle a golf course. And when a golf course makes these guys come back to their knees, like it does to us three, it's something special. I loved it. I don't think they should have changed Saturday. Oh, but you know, it was too tough in the afternoon. The greens dried out. Hey, you know what? It's the course you're playing against. You're a professional golfer. You're making millions of dollars. Learn how to handle it. And the public, stop crying about it. It was great to watch. It was a challenge to see what these guys could really do.
You know, I thought it was funny, you know, Phil Mickelson with that whole situation, and you know how he hit the ball while it was still moving, and obviously golf etiquette and all this, that, and the other, and you could tell he was frustrated. And you know, my dad always used to say the true test of someone's character, it's the Martin Luther King King quote, the true test of someone's character is not how you are when things are going well, but how do you act when things are not going your way. And so I think it showed a lot about you know, certain people's character when things weren't going their way on that golf course. But you know, like my daddy always said, you know, Makos, what's the strike zone? Oh, it's from here and here. No, it's whatever the umpire's calling. So, you know, in a sport like golf, you are playing against the elements. You are playing against, it's you versus other people as well, but you're playing against that course. And so, you know, the course was a beast that day. And you just kind of have to take it with a grain of salt and, you know, play your game.
Well, look, I loved every minute of it. They were cut down to size to our level, which is perfectly fine by me. You know, I think, again, we get to the point where, you know, I've seen some commentators, you know, talk about how, you know, they you know, they don't want to see that. They don't want to see bad golf. I'm like, I don't look at it as bad golf. I look at it as the course was difficult. The elements made it difficult. So that's just what you have to live with, right? So for me, you know, more power to it. I loved it. I'd like to actually see more of that. Yes. Just because it just seems, I mean, they make it seem so easy. I mean, they are obviously so good and they are professional. They make it seem easy. But I don't mind watching them struggle a little bit here and there, just again, because, hey, you know, that's like the rest of us.
Well, guys, you girls, so we're out of
use,
time here.
Use
guys, okay? Forget about it, y'all.
Hey.
As it says right here, remember, Rockies, New York, Delhi, down in Sandfly, great place, but we'll talk about that later on. We got to do this every week. It's the coach with a tag team of Kel and Mel talking local sports, okay, talking national sports. Great job. A lot of fun. Got to do it again.
Obviously, that's how we roll.
Well, instead of you standing there sitting over there reading a book, let's get your input in here.
Yes, you know, and Markell and I, you know, when we leave here, we always have these great conversations. And like I said, when we were on our way over here, we were talking about Xavier Lee. So it's fun to get him on the air and talk a little trash and talk a little sports.
Usually after this segment, we go to turn two because we're going from the first game to the second game. But we have a little special guest coming on, Raekwon McMillan out of Liberty County High School, Ohio State linebacker. Now with the Miami Dolphins, having a local youth football camp down in Hinesville. He's going to be coming on, joining us live from the camp. Raekwon, not Rockies. I'm thinking about food already.
Yeah.
Okay, Raekwon McMillan from Liberty County High School, now with the Miami Dolphins, joining us live on the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, because life is moving. And this is what we talked about early on, Melissa, about giving back, coming back and helping the kids. You know, and Raekwon doesn't remember me, but he was only a freshman. I was coaching the JV over at Effingham County High School. The kid ran all over us. Do you remember that, Raekwon?
I remember a little bit of it.
You remember a little bit of it. Well, I remember it very well because I was on the end of the stick there. But, I mean, he went to Liberty County High School, highly recruited, went to Ohio State, played right away, got drafted by the Miami Dolphins, had a little freak accident on the first possession at your preseason game. He was out there against the Falcons. He tore his ACL, but he's back healthy and he's ready to go. But he's doing something special, okay? He's holding the Raekwon McMillan Youth Football Camp at Liberty County High School right now. It's going live right now. He just told us there's about 200 kids, and he's excited to talk about what's been going on and how he's giving back to the community. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, is the man himself from Liberty County High School, Ohio State Buckeye linebacker, and now Miami Dolphin linebacker, Raekwon McMillan. Raekwon, great to have you on.
Appreciate it, man. Fans up, fans up.
Raekwon, thanks for joining us. Talk to us a little bit about this camp. You know, what made you want to start it, and how long has it been going on?
Yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to, you know, make it to the next level. But also, when I make it to the next level, to push the community to in the academic world and on the athletic world, to come back and give to the community, to push them and show them that they got a chance to make it out if they put hard work and dedication in.
Yeah, you want to talk about hard work and dedication. Did you not get to Ohio State after graduating a semester early to start your football career at OSU?
Yeah, I mean, going to Ohio State was probably the best decision I made for myself as a person, you know, because it took me away from home, took me out of my comfort zone, and I was able to go there my freshman year and win the national championship.
Yeah, and, you know, you not only played football at the highest level, but, you know, academically, obviously, you don't just go to college, you know, with some football skills and that's it. Talk a little bit about how your academics played such an important role in your career at Ohio State and where you're at right now in your life.
Yeah, I was at Ohio State in my academic career. I was a finance major, so I early enrolled at Ohio State and I have about a semester and a half left to get my finance degree. So I was up there in the Fisher School of Business up there at Ohio State, and hopefully after I get a good year in, I can go finish up.
Tell us about what the itinerary or the camp structure is, the schedule. I mean, is it just going out there, the kids running around, getting skills, or are you talking about academics? How's the camp running? What's the structure of it?
Yeah, the structure is I brought in, instead of going to get NFL guys from around the world coming to coach the camp, I got local guys. You know, I got Richard Count, safety at Georgia, Montrell Washington, linebacker at Georgia Southern, just local guys that went on to play ball, also from our rival high school, Kevin Harris, out here coaching the guys. And, you know, just to get the familiar faces going, so when it's their time to throw a camp, the kids around here are familiar with them. But, yeah, right now we're just going through position drills, and later on we're going to have a 707 competition.
And you're listening to the Coach of Makos. We're talking to former Liberty County High School football star, Ohio State linebacker, started right away and now down with the Miami Dolphins, Raekwon McMillan at his camp at Liberty County High School in Hinesville. I mean, something special, academics right there, Melissa.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you talk about going back, that you know, went into the NFL, but you talk about going back to get that, to finish that degree. How special is that for you, and to show everybody else that you're not just a football player, that you've got that academic side as well?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm all about. Just showing guys that, yeah, I am a football player. Yeah, I did make it to the next level, but at the same time, I want to have that degree up on the wall so one day I can show my kids, and I can tell them, like, you know, stay on the books, because you never know what can happen. You know, football can end tomorrow. As you seen last year, the game of football was taken away from me for a year. And, you know, without me being financially stable and knowing what to do with my money, I wouldn't have been able to make it. So, yeah, you're staying in school and educating yourself.
What did that injury do for you mentally as well as physically? Sometimes, you know, we see people that get devastating injuries like an ACL or a broken bone or something like that. And, you know, it takes everything out of them. What did you learn while you were rehabbing and while you were off the field?
Yeah, when I was off the field, man, I just learned that I had to keep my confidence up. I couldn't just let one injury take my confidence away. I had to keep on pressing and keep going. And physically, you know, you're just enabled for a while, but, you know, day to day, just one step at a time. You're never going to get better, way better one day, but you'll get a little bit better every day.
You know, and you're doing a local football camp down in Hinesville, and you got some friends doing it, local guys that are playing Georgia Southern, and, of course, over there at Bradwell. What does it mean to do a camp and see these little kids come up to you and say, hey, there's Raekwon McMillan from the Miami Dolphins? What does that mean to you, Raekwon?
It means a lot because, you know, when I was coming up, you know, we only had guys like Gary Scott that was in the league from around here. And, you know, they did an awesome job. But to me, it's all about coming back and familiarizing my face with these kids. You know, so when they grow up, they can tell their kids, like, hey, Raekwon came back and did this. So if they had the opportunity, they could come back and do the same thing and build a community up there.
So what does your community mean to you and for you?
Yeah, it means a lot because I was born and raised here my whole life. All my family and friends are from here. Everybody that I went to high school with is still here. And just to be able to give back and see these faces again, see smiles in their faces, dog.
Well, Raekwon, you don't remember me coaching get you way back there, and I think it was probably 2009, 2010 when we brought the JV over there. You were impressive then as a young man. You were impressive throughout your high school career, watching you play at Ohio State. You know, a little Ohio State in me. I've always liked the Buckeyes for some reason, but looking forward to seeing you play for the Dolphins. Great job. Way to give back, and something special there, buddy. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Take it easy on the Patriots, all right?
What was that?
Take it easy on the New England Patriots, all right?
We're gonna try to, hopefully.
And also the Jets, okay? You know, deep down inside, I'm a Jet fan. She's a Patriot fan. But I'll tell you right now, when I see number 52 playing, I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Yes, me too. I'm a Ray Mac fan now.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Just special. Just you special. Know, I know we're up against the clock here.
We are, but, you know.
I mean, it just gives me goosebumps, you know, or J-Lo would say on Dancing with the Stars, goosies. But, I mean, I know. My wife watches it, so I watch it with her. Okay.
Sure.
I know, Mark. No, the only show I really watch is America's Got Talent, so I really don't watch Dancing with the Stars, whatever it is, world. But anyway, that's special. That yeah. really is special.
You know, and I love it. You know, I am a Patriots fan, but I'm a sports fan. And when
you're a fanatic,
yes. And when you have somebody that you can follow and somebody that you can try to emulate, you know, he's a role model. He's a role model for our community. And, you know, sometimes I feel like Hinesville and Liberty County don't get as much love as Savannah and Chatham County. And, you know, for this guy to come back and do what he's doing, it's amazing. And I absolutely love it. And yes, I'm definitely now a number 52 Ray Mac fan. Ray Mac, I don't even know if that's his nickname, but it is now.
It is now. It just broke my heart when I, you know, that first game and that first preseason game against the Falcons, he blows his knee out. He's coming back from an ACL injury. Great job by Raekwon McMillan out of Liberty County High School. Right now going on in Hinesville. We got about 15 seconds to get out of here. Stay tuned for game number two. Remember, you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head, presented by Chatham Orthopedics Associates.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and Low Country, and welcome to game number two. That's right, game number two, not hour number two, of the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, now over in Hilton Head on the Isle. Hilton Head Isle, they call it the Isle?
I think they just call it the HHI.
HHI. She has alphabets for everything, okay? So, and of course, at 92.7 FM right there in Hilton Head Island, or the HHI in South Carolina. And it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, because life is moving. Well, ma'am, hour number one just blew us right by.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I mean, I can't believe we're already in hour number two.
Yeah, but look at our guests. We had Tyler Carlson. We had Markel Blunt.
Markel, baby. Markel.
Well, I call him Markel sometimes because that's what Siri calls him.
Okay.
Markel Blunt.
Okay. I thought maybe because he sparkles in your eye, you might have went Markel and Sparkle.
Markel Sparkle.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Markel Blunt. And then
we're making a guy blush over there.
And then we closed it out with Raekwon McMillan, Ray Mac.
Ray Mac out of Liberty County High School, Ohio State. Given a youth camp now at the Miami Dolphins down there in Liberty County at the high school in Hinesville. Just something special when these kids can come back. And they're still kids. Tyler given to us with the first responders being a fireman. Yeah. And, of course, Raekwon playing at, you know, for the Miami Dolphins. Just something special. I mean, that's what it's all about. And we got a chance to talk a little sports.
I know.
The coach and the tag team of Mel and Kel came on. Oh, Kel and Mel. So, you know, I know you're doing it alphabetically, so it's got to be Kel and Mel.
Kel and Mel. Yeah. Kel okay. and Mel.
Yeah.
Well, ladies first, right?
Oh, burn.
Just kidding.
Oh, we wait till the show's done. There's a little fighting words there. And maybe if you do go to Rocky's New York style Italian deli, you're paying, not him.
Oh, I forgot
you
my
just
wallet.
Said ladies first. So, you know, you might be paying for that.
I forgot my wallet.
And don't forget. Yeah, I got a shirt on here from Rocky's New York style Italian deli. Great place. You got to stop by over in Sandfly over there by the little shopping center where Ferguson meets. What is that? Skidaway. You want some Italian food from New York? Go visit my buddy, Bill Vicicio. Okay. You know, it's tough, but I mean, you got pastrami sandwich. You got Rubens. You got Italian cannolis. You got rainbow cake, which I know made you Italian rainbow.
Rainbow cookies.
Unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable. We got knish too. Oh. How about a fried chicken cutlet sandwich, which was unbelievable?
No, so, I don't like fried chicken.
I know. I'm giving a little plug here, and I know my man John Cabrera loves it, the general manager of Savannah, ESPN Savannah Radio. You got to go over there and try it. But just remember, forget about it all.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Forget about it, y'all. We need one that's like Wicked Smart, y'all. You know, for Boston.
Wrong. New York, buddy. New York. We're not talking about Boston.
I know, but I'm just saying in general. Boston, you know, we want to throw the Boston flavor in there, too.
No, you're throwing the Boston flavor. I'm throwing a New York flavor here, you know, the Italian deli.
Well, maybe we need a Boston deli.
Okay, let's go on. All right, hour number two. We got a great lineup. We're going to give you a little scores and news this time instead of cutting it short. Then we're going to get into our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. She's supposed to come on June 2nd, but due to her soccer schedule and family schedule, she couldn't come on, so we're making it up here. I'm excited about it. One of the best soccer players here in Savannah, Georgia, playing at Calvary Day School. We're going to talk to junior soccer player Sarah Slingloff, right? Got it right, Slingloff. There you go.
Don't worry. Don't take offense. Carl can't get some names right.
We had Alana, a couple of weeks ago. how was it? Elena Lanza, who was played goalie over at St. Vincent's, going to Notre Dame, pretty special. We're going to talk to, in the third quarter, former Jenkins football player, giving back just like Raekwon McMillan was talking about.
McMillan.
You got me going like here now. You got me knowing.
I'm sure he's making millions of dollars, too.
He probably is.
Which is pretty cool.
Raekwon McMillan out of Liberty County High School, Ohio State, now with the Miami Dolphins. Well, former Jenkins football player out of Alabama A&M, now playing for the Washington Redskins. Defensive tackle Anthony Hardwork Lanier, the second, is having a golf outing so he could start his Anthony Lanier Foundation to give back to kids in Savannah, Georgia.
I love it.
He's doing it up in Washington, D.C. right now.
Come on. I mean, I love it. You know, you talked about his mom is a
Yolanda Linnea has been a math teacher at Jenkins High School for a long time.
And that's the thing is what I really like what Raekwon said is, just giving back to the community and coming back to, you know, where it all started. And Anthony Linnea the second. I love it. Anthony Linnea Dose.
His middle nickname is Hard Work.
Hard Work.
Because he had to get hard work to get where he is.
H-W-P-O. Hard work pays off. Hashtag it.
Just like the STP. But let's start with the STP. Who plays up in the STP?
The Atlanta Braves. And we are also your flagship station for the Atlanta Braves. And, they're killing it this season. They're up 3 games.
First
in
place?
The National League East over the Washington Nationals. But they lost last night to the Orioles. And you and I both had a little discussion about this. And the first hour, they couldn't close it out in the middle innings and later innings. And, fell to the Orioles, 10-7. But they're back at it today, which is the nice thing, is you can lose one night and then come back and you're only as good as your last game. 4:10, first pitch at the STP, and you can listen to that right here on ESPN
Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 in the HHI, as Melissa would say.
The Hilton Head Island.
What's something special for me, not that they played 5 hours and 21 minutes last night, is the throwback unis. Oh, I love the throwback unis. They're honoring the great Henry Aaron or Hank Aaron. If you ask me, he's probably the best home run hitter ever in baseball. And I know we got, Mr. What's this guy got him named self in trouble with the performance enhancer drugs. Barry Bonds.
Oh,
okay. But Hank Aaron is the true home run hitting king in my book. Just great uniforms. Tehran takes the mound today. So once again, 4:10 right here on ESPN Radio. Pro basketball, the Atlanta Hawks draft picks. Trey Young out of Oklahoma, Kevin
Herter
out of Maryland, and out of Villanova, the national championship team, Omari Spellman. Young guys, I think. Mm-hmm. What's Trey Young? 19, Haruti?
Herder.
Herder. I'll mess it up.
Out of Maryland. He's a ginger. Yeah, he's got that red hair going on. And
6 foot seven.
Yeah, I love it.
19 years old. And Mr. Spellman, who's also only 20 years old. So they got three young guys coming into the fold, you know, in the ATL to play for the Hawks. I'm excited about it. And, of course, everybody's downing the Hawks because Trae Young is not supposed to be good. Give the kid a break. At first, I thought it was not a good pick, but give the kid a chance.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, you got all this publicity and hype that comes out of, like, the draft and, you know, five-star athletes and two-star athletes and negative-star athletes and whatever it is. They drafted him for a reason. Let them do their job and let the experts that go and draft these guys do their job, and if it works out, fantastic.
And if you're worried about pro football, the Atlanta Falcons will report. Starting July 23rd, the rookies will come in, and July 26th, the vets will come in. Tonight, over at historic Grayson Stadium, the Savannah Bananas, who fell last night, they're 14-4. They're still in first place by four games over the Florence Red Wolves. Slow down today, man. Slow down. And they lost last night. They were up in Florence. They lost to the Red Wolves 8-1. They'll be back tonight at historic Grayson Stadium looking for the 42nd sellout, consecutive sellout. They'll take on their old arch rivals, the Gastonia Grizzlies, because now we got the Macon Bacon.
Yeah, well, right, the Macon Bacon. And I brought Pee-wee to the game the other night. It was Bark in the Park.
And she brought Pig to the park.
Well, Pig to the park or Swine in the stadium. And Markel came, and he was able to run the bases with our dog Remy.
Did he make it around the bases?
Well, Markel did, but the dog was a little skittish. We came in last. But hey, if you're not first, you're last, right?
So, it happens. So.
Yeah, but, you know, the Bananas, they 6 games ago in the first half of the season. If they win tonight, you know, they're pretty much secure that
a lock for their first half. Because in the CPL, Coastal Plain League. Okay. whoever wins the first half automatically gets into the playoffs, and then they take the second half winner. Pro golf, Brian Harman leading the Travelers Championship after last week finishing 36th at 13 over. Can you go figure this out? I can't.
I guess it's you're only as good as your last game, right? I mean,
I guess that's golf.
Yeah. I guess it's any sport. So, but yeah, well, I mean, the U.S. Open was a beast in and of itself.
And I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I can't play. Well, they can't play either then.
Yeah. With Gene Sowers last week, who was off this week, he's at the American Family Insurance Championship, tied for 62nd at 2 over, but he is still ranked 7th in the Charles Schwab Cup, 6 out of 10.
And I know next week's is going to excite you because it's the U.S. Senior Open.
Yes, I love the U.S. Senior
Open. Guys that you covered.
Yeah, we got Jack Hall and Doug Hansel. They're also going to be participating in that. Right now, Jack Hall, 4 under par 68.
That's how he got in. That happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and that, earlier in June to qualify. Senior Open is going to be played June 28th to July 1st at Broadmoor East Course in Colorado Springs.
It's got to be beautiful out there at this time of year.
Yeah, not much humidity.
And Gene Sowers will join them because he won in 2016, and I'm excited about it because John Smoltz has qualified for the Senior Championship, so it's going to be pretty exciting. Local colleges, Savannah State had one of their players sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Trevor McKenna. The left-hand pitcher has been assigned to the Hillsboro Hops, the Diamondbacks single A team. So pretty excited about that. And what did SCAD do?
Oh, the SCAD men's soccer announces the signing of Savannah local cadet Tyrese Bennett.
So we got a Benedictine cadets going to play a little soccer over at SCAD, which is pretty exciting. Keep those local kids together. Local athletes preseason, 14 preseason All-American out of Richmond Hill High School, Nick Fitzgerald. This is the one that gets me because I just found this. He was second team Pac-12 All-American wide receiver, Demetrius Robinson. Then the next day announces that he's leaving Cal.
Why?
He's got family, personal problems, family issues here, and I think his mother's sick, to be honest with you.
Okay,
so he wants to be closer to home than way across the state, states 3,000 miles away.
So where's he going?
We don't know yet. We're going to find out.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Georgia was his second choice. I mean, he was heavily recruited by Kirby Smart, who was at Alabama at that time. We thought he was going to go to Alabama, but he didn't go.
Well, then I guess that would be good because now you don't get penalized for transferring, right?
Well, he's still got to sit out a year.
You still? I thought they changed that rule.
Nope, they didn't change it. You still got to sit out a year. If you go from Division One to Division One, so say California to Georgia.
Right.
Now, if he went from California to hypothetically Savannah State, he wouldn't have to sit out. So
right,
if you go down one, you can play right away. It makes no sense.
No, but I thought they changed that rule, Markel. I thought they changed that rule, the sitting out rule. Was it if your coach leaves?
We got to look into it, but. I'm not sure.
I thought we were talking to Nate Scola about that. I thought it changed, but okay. Regardless, You know, family comes first.
And then big news, redshirt freshman Zach Quinney, who's now probably redshirt sophomore, could start at offensive tackle for Georgia Tech along with the man that's going to be a senior, Brad Stewart.
Yeah, Brad Stewart has had quite the career at Georgia Tech, but that would be cool to see him over there at offensive tackle. Would love it. And, of course, we got the Anthony hard work linear. With his golf
outing.
Golf outing coming up at Bacon Park on June 28th.
Next Thursday.
Raising money for the Anthony Hard Work Linear 2 Foundation. So, you know, go to our Facebook pages, go to our Twitter pages, our Instagram pages, our Snapchat pages, our MySpace pages, and check out all the information. And, of course, we had Raekwon McMillan on the phone a couple minutes ago. You know, you can re-listen to that interview on Carl's podcast, which he'll post on Sunday. And that's going on right now from 8 to 1 at Liberty County High School.
And then, of course, community events going on right now throughout the city of Savannah, Georgia, is the Under Armour Softball Factory Summer Classic, which is near and dear to your heart because she was a former college softball player. It's all over the city utilizing Allen E. Paulson Softball Complex, Scarborough Sports Complex, Guy Minnick Youth Sports Complex, Ambuck Baseball Complex, Armstrong State Softball Complex, and Savannah State Softball Field. It goes, it runs till tomorrow, so get out there and watch some young girls trying to hook themselves up with a college scholarship.
Yeah, absolutely love it. It goes on till the 24th, so go watch some good softball and some girls hopefully get their dreams of playing collegiate ball. Tybee tomorrow, the Landshark Logger Spike Ball Tournament by the pier starts at 12 noon. It's brought to you by our friends at Southern Eagle. The beach, fun times, and great beverages.
Who's going to be the king and queen of the beach tomorrow? I think they got 20 teams signed up.
That's
so
awesome.
Should be a good time out there. And then Wednesday, this is big news.
Yeah, the Tormenta FC hosting a game at Calvary on that new turf.
What's FC mean?
I don't remember.
Tormenta Football Club. But
that's right.
Soccer.
Yeah, but it's football.
Right.
It's the real football.
It's the real football.
You know, because you're kick the foot, the
ball.
Kicking
the ball, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're based in Statesboro, but they're one of our professional teams, and they're playing at Calvary Day. They're going to host the Birmingham Hammers Wednesday, June 27th. Kickoff is at, or is it kickoff?
Yes, the game is set to kickoff.
Is that what you call in soccer, kickoff? Oh, cool.
Just like American football.
All right. 8 p.m.
I coached soccer for 5 years, girls soccer. So.
Well, I played soccer, but I didn't realize.
You didn't know it was a kickoff?
No, I thought it was a when they start in the center. And
right, that's the kickoff.
Oh, all right. Well,
what do you think? It's the tap back or push the ball forward or something?
No, I'm thinking something else. I don't know.
You're probably thinking about some sort of acronym that you can come up with.
No. I don't know. I'm
STP, CPO, I mean.
I don't know. Goal.
So, but the game is set to kick off at Calvary's new state-of-the-art field. If you haven't been out there, it's a beautiful facility, the specialty sports complex. 8 o'clock. For more information and tickets, go to www.tormentafc.com.
Football club.
Football club. Okay, ready to go. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And it's ironic that she plays at Calvary Day School, so she can tell us what the field's all about, how it feels, what's it like to play on a field. Outstanding junior soccer player from Calvary Day School, Sarah Slingloff. So we'll be right back after that. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillnet, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, where because life is moving. We'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 and 92.7 FM. It's my favorite part of the show. This is where we bring on the good kids, kids that have done something special. She was supposed to come on June 2nd, but due to everything that was going on, she couldn't make it. So I'm trying to find my information here. All right, so here we go. She couldn't make it. She had playing soccer, and she had a family trip. And, yes, I read from a script, so I'm trying to get myself going here. Like I said, she's from Calvary Day School. I know I'm Facebook Live. I really am organized, and that's Sarah, of course. Okay, so some highlights of our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Okay, she's a junior at Calvary Day School, plays soccer. She led the Cavaliers with 33 goals, 11 assists, as the Cavaliers reached the Class A Final Four for the first time in school history. Okay, she's first team all area her freshman, sophomore, and junior years. Savannah Morning News Best of Preps first team her sophomore and junior years. She was selected to play in the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association's Junior Soccer Showcase. I think that's where you are, right?
Yes, sir.
And this is what my friend and a good friend of mine and the coach over at Calvary Day School, Chad Griffin, had to say about Sarah Slingloff. Okay, first and foremost, she's a passionate player who loves the game, strives to be better each day. The game does not define who she is, but is a fabric of her being. I say that because some players play because they always have. And you could tell it when Sarah plays, it just means more to her than just playing. She has the inner fire and drive. She has the inner fire that drives her to want to be great and reminds her that average is not acceptable. Pretty special coming from you, Coach. Joining us now, live in the ESPN Savannah Mall studio, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School, junior soccer player Sarah Slingoff. I know it's a lot. I'm doing social media. I got us Facebook Live, but thanks for finally getting here.
It's nice being here.
It's nice having you on. And, you know, Coach Jad Griffin has talked a lot about you. He nominated you way back when, but, you know, due to family schedules and soccer, you got to understand. So you had to start playing soccer sometime, somewhere. When's the first recollection in your memory that you started playing soccer?
So I was like 8 years old, and I started playing for the Celtics, which is now Savannah United. So that's where I am currently, is Savannah United.
Okay, and, you know, soccer, everybody thinks, you know, it's like baseball. It's a boring sport because all you do is run around, and but they don't understand triangles and give and goes and getting the ball back and marking your man or, you know, yes, player. So, you know, you're a scorer, but, you know, Chad, Coach Griffin has told me you also will not let people beat you. What do you like most about playing the sport of soccer?
My favorite part would have to be, like, the determination that you need to, like, win the ball. And so, like, my biggest thing is, like, I want to be first to the ball, and I'm not going to let someone stand in the way of that. And if you are in the way, then I'm going to try and beat you to it. And so that's, like, my biggest thing. And I also just like all of us, like, playing for the one thing is to try to win. So
Final Four, not too bad this year.
Yes, that was a good thing, for sure.
I'm going to skip ahead because I just found a whole bunch of these things in my pants. You know what they are?
Turf pellets.
Yes, these are turf pellets. I don't know if you could see them on our Facebook Live, but I worked out this morning at Savannah State.
I'm glad to say what I thought they were.
And I love working out on that turf. Just talk about the new turf over at Calvary Day School, and how has that changed your game playing on that new turf?
So definitely, like, the transition to turf, like, we had to work out, like, at Daffin. We had to be at Daffin constantly, and it was, like, really strong, like, hard, like, we struggled really bad because we always had to get there right after school, so it was really hard for us. But, like, once the turf came, it was just, like, a light in all of our eyes. Like, you could just see all of us out there taking pictures. Like, we're all just excited to play on it. And once we were on it, it was very different because we played on Daffin, and that turf is, like, harder. But once we were at home, like, it was just, like, it's so nice because it's, like, the cooling pellets, like, they're green and they're soft, so it was, like, cool play, and it was just the best thing ever.
So does it still get in your clothes?
Oh, yes. It's like you dump out your cleat and it's all just everywhere.
Now, talk about your fitness routine. Soccer is one of those sports where you definitely need to be in tremendous shape, running, lifting. What do you do to keep in shape for your sport?
I feel like the hardest, like, what I did was...
Let's bring this up a little. There you go.
Thank you. So, like, my thing was just, like, consistency. Like, you always have to be on the ball. Like, even if you don't want to, like, be out there sometimes because it's extremely high, you just have to, like, make yourself go out there. And I think, like, the biggest thing is, like, my first touch. Like, I knew it was not the best, and so I just continued to work at it and, like, kick the ball at the wall or something, and it definitely improved my game.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos. Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week with Calvary Day School junior soccer player Sarah Slingoff. And we're talking about the season and playing on that turf. And but, you know, as far as I can tell, you're a goal scorer. But if I had to ask somebody what your best skill was, what is Sarah's best soccer skill?
I feel like my best skill is I don't feel like I have, like, one in particular best skill because I do play everywhere, like, anywhere I'm needed. But, like, my biggest thing is, like, my determination to, like, get there and do it.
Most kids would say scoring, playing defense, but her determination. And, you know, that's what Coach said. Coach Griffin said that, you know you got to get better. You want to be better. And it's not just going out to play, that you got the determination to be the best out there. Pretty special. And which took you to the Georgia Athletic Coach Association Showcase. What was that like?
That was very interesting. It was a good, like, movement out because I kind of shelter myself to, like, just people I know, but getting out there and being there was definitely a good thing.
We're big fans of Calvary Day School and Coach Chad Griffin. Talk a little bit about the impact that he's had on you as an athlete as well as a person.
Okay, so, like, Chad I can just go to for anything, literally. Like, he's like my dad, so I feel like he has a really big heart, and he, like,
he's watching right now.
Yes, he is watching.
He has a really big
Coach,
heart.
Peace out.
And he's like, he'll always be there for you, but he knows each and every single one of us, and he knows that, like, if you are good at it, he's going to make sure you get there and you do it. He's not going to let you fall short of anything.
Do you have time to participate in any other sports, any other extracurricular activities at Calvary Day School?
Yes, I actually play softball for his wife, and I've played for 2 years, and I just started last year, and it was really fun.
Enjoyed it?
Yes, it was good.
So, you know, soccer, softball, but soccer is your main passion, okay? Do you see yourself playing soccer at the next level?
I for sure see myself playing soccer at the next level. I'm not sure where, but anywhere would be great.
You know, we Carl and I always talk about being a student first and an athlete second. Academics at Calvary are no joke.
Yes.
How do you balance all that? How do you balance the studies and the athletics? And you play for a traveling soccer team as well. How do you balance all of that?
I feel like Calvary does a really good job because when, like, we're not practicing, we're either in the classroom working, like, doing our work. And, like, they for sure know, like, they understand everything.
All right. So as far as I know, you still got another. Well, let's take this first. Going to Calvary Day School. What does it mean going to Calvary Day School?
It's honestly like the best experience I've ever had because you just walk in and everyone knows you by name. Everyone opens their door to you and they like understand everything you go through.
And outside of soccer, you know, like I said, you still got another year to go. It's going to be your senior year. Any plans what you might want to do after soccer, playing college soccer? What does Sarah want to be when she grows up?
I want to be a child speech and language pathologist. So I've always wanted to do that because I just like helping people in need.
Talk about your teammates. Talk about the surrounding members of Calvary Lady Cavs and what they mean to you and how they've helped you become the soccer player that you are today.
So every single one of them has an impact, but of course, like the seniors, they always have the biggest impact on you because I've played with most of the seniors on the team for sure. And so just being around all the people and knowing that they're all playing for the same thing is really good.
And as far as, give me a comparison, you play travel soccer, elite soccer. What's elite soccer versus playing high school soccer? Is there a big difference?
There really isn't. I just feel like with high school soccer, we're all just out there to have fun. And not all the girls are committed to somewhere they're not going to be. But it's just really nice to know that like we're all playing for the same thing. And then travel ball, it's just a lot of fun to be out there and like running around doing what you love.
Well, Sarah, I'm glad you finally got here, you know, playing for the Georgia Athletic Coach Association Soccer Showcase, and of course, family vacation coming in here. Any plans? What are you doing with soccer during the summer?
I've been to a couple of camps, and I will go to region camp for ODP come July. So that's my big plan.
Well, I know the plaque says June 2nd on it because that's when I had it made, but you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for June 23rd. Sarah Slingloff from Calvary Day School. Keep up with great work. Hopefully your senior season, you guys got to the Final Four this year. You can finish it off. Great job, and thanks for coming
Thank you.
And we got to thank the man that sponsors this section and escorts Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts and not a body part all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. And you just want to do what?
I want to throw stuff against the wall.
You think you can?
Nope.
Well, you can get complete care at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week.
You can't get it from athlete.
Okay, take two. Okay? At the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. You got to love live radio, live Facebook, okay? The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603, up there in Pooler, Georgia. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington for all your chiropractic needs. Sarah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Makos, always a great job.
Thanks.
Next up,
they make it easy.
Yeah, they make it very easy, and we're glad they come on. Next up, we're going to talk to a local former high school football player who's now giving back, Anthony Lanier from H.V. Jenkins High School, now with the Washington Redskins. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton, and we'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
Hello.
And welcome back to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and of course now over in the HHI, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, at 92.7 FM. We talked to Raekwon McMillan earlier in the show in the first hour. talking about his camp over at Liberty County High School, giving back, helping these young guys understand about academics and football. While this next guy, he's from H.V. Jenkins High School, went to Alabama A&M, is now playing for the Washington Redskins, and he has a little foundation that he has set up, the Anthony Lanier II Foundation, helping out, giving back kids. And he's got a fundraiser going on this Thursday at Bacon Park. It's a golf tournament, a golf outing, and it's something exciting, especially when you get a younger guy coming back here. And I worked with his mother. His mother's an educator over at Jenkins High School. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the man himself, Anthony Hard Work Lanier II. Anthony, always a pleasure. Great to get you on the show.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, tell us about what you've been doing and up in Washington and with the Redskins, and how you're coming up with this foundation to give back.
Well, I came up with the foundation my rookie year, you know, because coming up from Savannah, Georgia, going to Herschel V. Jenkins was really good for me. I learned a lot from the coaches and the people there. Everybody really watched over me while I was over there. And Undefeated Warriors stands for a warrior who's going to be undefeated no matter what anybody says or what he's going to do. For a long time, I was told that I wasn't going to be able to sustain the hard work that was put into it. Really paid off and showed what type of person I am. But started a foundation to help the youth get out there and experience more, because, you know, we didn't really get to see as many celebrities as they do now. So this is helping them get out there and also get educated in different fields around everybody.
You know, one of the guys that I used to cover, Anthony, when I was working for WTOC was Ben Patrick. And it seems like you guys, there's something special about Jenkins High School and about some of you athletes that always come back and give back to the community. What is it about being a warrior that makes you want to come back to your roots and do what you can to make sure the community feels your presence still?
Yeah, it's just the experience of being a warrior from Jenkins. It's just unremarkable. You see everybody all the time getting together, getting out and trying to do things together. Also has a lot of support from people who graduated from Jenkins. And it's really significant for me because my whole family has been going through Jenkins their whole life.
And you worked extremely hard to get to where you are right now. You know, Carl and I were talking about, you know, drafts and, you know, what does it actually mean? Like, and how important are these drafts and what does it really say about a player? But you were an undrafted free agent. You really had to come out of the trenches to get to where you are at this point in your career. How has that helped you and how does that help to keep you grounded as well?
It keeps me humble because I realize that ever since you're always working for something. I've been working my whole life to, you know, graduate from high school, graduate from college, play football in college, play basketball in college. Now I'm playing football in the NFL. And I mean, that I represent the people who say that they weren't going to make it, the people who thought they just didn't have a chance. And now I stand on the platform for HBCU and everybody else, and I get to represent them in a special way.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Hilton Head, we're talking to former Jenkins football player, Alabama A&M Bulldog, and now a Washington Redskin, Anthony Lanier II, product of Savannah, Georgia. Now, when we discussed, we got on the phone, we were discussing what you do during a week up in Washington, D.C. You're also involved giving back to the kids up there, right?
Yeah, do a lot of stuff to the Redskins, set up a foundation, a lot of home improvement, a lot of rebuilding school libraries and technology centers, special needs football, just everywhere, all the way around. Anything that you got doing, I'm there.
We just got off the phone also with Raekwon McMillan over from Liberty County High School, and he's running a camp right now. You're doing a golf scramble. Any possibility of you coming back to do a camp here as well?
Possibility, yeah. In the future, got to get it set up.
Well, I know you're going to report to camp early in July or the end of July. I don't know if you're going to have time for it. So tell us about the golf tournament, what people need to do to get involved and help you out on next Thursday at Bacon Park.
Come out there. It's from 9 to we're going to play 9 holes. Got some special prizes, different raffles. It's $100 to play and bring as many people as you want to come out there. They have the special stands open out there at Bacon Park. different prizes would be given away at different holes, depending on how good your golf game is. You know, I'm not too savvy myself.
Well, I know. You played football, basketball. Did you do a third sport at Jenkins?
Yeah, I also played tennis at Jenkins.
Tennis? A big guy like that playing tennis, so, and golf, not too shabby. So he knows how to play some sports there, Melissa.
Well, that just shows the athletic ability that you have to be able to play multiple sports. And that also is a testament to your nickname, Hard Work. And, you know, I feel like nowadays, Anthony, a lot of these young athletes do not have that wherewithal or that intrinsic motivation to, I guess, get out of the trenches and do something like what you did. I mean, you don't see, it's rare for, not, I don't want to say rare, but to have a kid come out of an HBCU and be successful in the NFL. I mean, you really are a role model for a lot of these kids.
Thank you. And it's just like, you got to have, what man told me a long time ago, he got something, but I don't know what it is, but he got something. And another guy came and told me, he said he got grit. And grit means riding around each other. And, you know, no matter what type of fitness, what you start, you're going to finish it.
Are you going to play on Thursday?
Of course.
who's going to be on your team?
I got some surprise guests.
Oh, so there we go. We got a little teaser going on, too.
It's going to be a great time out there.
Oh, I'm excited. We got to get out there, Carl.
Yeah, well, I got to teach driver's ed. I told them I'm going to try and stop there during my lunch break, but if it goes from 9 to 11, it's going to be tough. So you're going to have to, well, you're teaching too, right? Or you got off this week?
I'm teaching, but maybe I'll send Markel Blunt out there.
We got to get Markel out there, our cohort, helping us on Saturdays. Anthony, great job. Once again, it's the first annual Undefeated Warrior Golf Scramble hosted by Washington Redskins. Well, let's go Jenkins first.
Yeah.
Washington Redskins, Anthony Lanier. Keep up the great work. I'll post this on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. We'll get it out there. Appreciate you coming on, and always a pleasure, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, that's what it's all about. These kids, I mean, they're growing up in Savannah, Georgia, and they're giving back, or in the area, whether it's Liberty County, Richmond Hill, Bryan County, Effingham County, Josh Reddick with the Josh Reddick Stadium up in Springfield. It's just special, Melissa, and that's what we do here. We want to talk about the kids giving back and doing the good things, and what more do you want?
You know, and I love his story. You know, a lot of kids that are coming out of HBCUs, you know, and HBCU is a historically black college and university. You know, Savannah State, Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, among, are just a couple of them. And, you know, these kids don't get a lot of love, and they don't get the respect that, you know, if you're coming out of an Ohio State, a Florida State, an Alabama, and you've got some tremendous athletes at these universities. And, you know, it's about time that, you know, somebody like, you know, Anthony Lanier, you know, proves people wrong. It's a shame that they have to prove people, you know, their athletic prowess and their talent. But, you know, I guess that's just the deal. But I love it. I absolutely love his story. And I love that he's doing golf, too, because I think it's amazing that golf is one of those sports that you can play, you know, up until, you know, well, my dad's 75 and he's still playing golf. So absolutely love it.
That's why I'm getting these knees done,
and
so I can join you in CrossFit and play some golf.
Well, and then you could become a golf professional at 60 years of age. Look at John Smoltz, right?
He's got 10 years on me, though. He's younger. So,
yeah.
But anyway. Great job, Anthony Lanier. Keep it up. Once again, scramble this Thursday at Bacon Park. We'll post it up. There's a phone number where you call to register, and he's giving back with the Anthony Hard Work Lanier II Foundation. So check it out. Well, we got one more to go. It's almost over. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after we, right after the break, not after we do this.
Yeah, we can take a break.
We can take a break.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
I know, I'll never become a singer. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. One of my favorite bands. That's why I know that song by heart, the Steve Miller Band. And you know what? On this show, time slips so quick here. It's unbelievable.
I saw Steve Miller Band in concert.
I wish I would have. I mean, I've seen the Allman Brothers, Doobie Brothers, you name it, Billy Joel. I mean, I've seen them all. But never got to see the Steve Miller Band, and it was on one of my favorite bands.
At the Garden State Art Center. Now it's like the PNC Bank Art Center or something. I don't even know what it is now, but whatever.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last segment, buddy. We got about 6 minutes. We got a little time to talk, as we do every Saturday morning. Free out the door. That means we're about to leave here. So.
6 minutes. That's a lot of time.
So.
I'm excited.
I mean, the thing I have the question the most after watching last night's game, I wrote this before I wrote watched last night's game, but are the Braves for real? I think they're for real. I think you're going to have slip-ups. Nobody goes undefeated in baseball. Just pretty impressive watching that team. I mean, you got two guys that are in the top 10 in batting average, Freeman and Markakis. And then, of course, you got Albies at second base. They're all in and running for All-Star recognition. Just a special season right there up there in the STP.
Yeah, the SunTrust Park. Yeah, you know, I mean, baseball's such a long season, 162 games, so you're going to have your ups and your downs, and you really hope that you're peaking at the right moment. So my fear is that they're peaking too soon, but at the same time, you know, you can't complain when, you know, they're up three games right now in the NL East going into, you know, the end of June, so to speak, end of June going into the All-Star break. And so you're just hoping that they can keep that momentum going, you know, into throughout the rest of the summer and into the fall. And hopefully we'll see them playing into October.
So, and I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out question number two or statement number two I want to talk about, but just special today.
Yeah.
Giving back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still excited about, you know, and Raekwon McMillan, I mean, the lady who's representing him is the one that called me out of the clear blue during the week that he wanted to come on ESPN Radio Savannah. He wanted to do it on the weekend. And I'm honored that we got to do it on the show and hear what he's doing for those kids out there in Hinesville and how much it means to him, how much academia has meant to him. He's going to go back and finish degree. I mean, it's just special. And then, of course, Anthony Lanier coming back through Jenkins and doing his little golf outing next Thursday to get a foundation starting where he can give to kids in Savannah. That, you know, it's just giving back is something special. I mean, it's better to give than to get, as I was always taught. And I mean, right now, those guys are giving.
And what's really nice, I liked what Anthony said. I think it was Anthony. You know, our kids need somebody to look up to. And, you know, I say unfortunately, but it's not unfortunate if you have people like Raekwon McMillan and Anthony Lanier who do give back, is that they do have someone like them to look up to. You know, most of them look up to these superstar athletes that, you know, some of them are bums, you know, some of them,
the bums.
Know, as my dad would say, some of them are just, you know, they're just jerks. And, you know, we look up to superstars and, you know, I always say like the real superstars are the police officers, the EMTs are military, and they're the ones, you know, most superheroes don't wear capes. And those are the ones that, you know, Tyler Carlson, she's a hero. You know, she's somebody we should look up to, a role model in our community. And just because you don't play professional sports doesn't mean that you're not a role model. But when you have somebody like Anthony and, you know, Ray Mack coming back and doing good, you know, it makes it special, and it kind of breathes new life into some of these professional athletes that, you know, one bad apple can give them all a bad name, just like in any profession. And I love the fact that they're in their off season. Like this is what they're doing. And technically they're not really in the off season because they've got, you know, the camps going on and everything. And so, you know, the fact that they can take time out of their schedule and do stuff like this, it's impressive. And, you know, if they're running camps and running, you know, golf outings like this, you know they're putting money into it. You know that they're putting their own money into it.
Perfect example. Take a ride up to Effingham County and see what Josh Reddick has done to that baseball facility.
Right.
Josh Reddick Stadium. It's unbelievable. So here's another guy making a lot of money. I mean, started with Boston. Now he's with the Houston Astros. Got himself a World Series ring.
Right.
Well, of course, he got it with the team. But here's a guy that doesn't mind giving back, that comes back, does the Josh Reddick Foundation fundraiser every year and gives back to the community. Just something special.
Well, you know, and J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans, his stock rose so much after Hurricane Harvey in Houston and his fundraiser to, you know, help the community get back on its feet. And that was just tremendous. And you know, J.J. Watt obviously is a big name, but I think that really, you know, in the court of public opinion, really raised his stock, so to speak.
Well, we're running out of time here. We got about a minute and 20 seconds to go here, Mako. So, the last spot, I don't know if we're going to get into talking about preseason rankings and do they really matter. We'll have to carry it on next week. But once again, great show.
Yeah, love it. Awesome. I love our guests.
I mean, it just flies right by. And that's what it's about. If you have a guest, just go to our Facebook page, go to ESPN Mako's, go to Carl DeMasi Sportsport, go to our Twitter, KD Sports, MM Mako's 21, go to our Instagram. Send us a message. You got someone that you want us to talk about? let us know. That's what it's all about. You got an athlete you want to nominate, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Nominate them.
You want to come on Fitness First? You know,
we don't discriminate.
We don't. No, just let us know and shout yourself out because, you know, most of our Fitness First segments are, you know, your average Joes. They're like me and you, Carl. And we're not looking for you to be, you know, the best one in the gym or, you know, we want to hear your story. You have a story to tell? Let me know.
Well, like I say every Saturday morning, the 2 hours flies by. Always a lot of fun with Melissa Makos and Markel Blunt. Thank you, Cody Queen, in the background, helping us out for all you do. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN Radio, we got explosive recruiting with Jim Johnson, Calvin Wilson. We got John Cabrera sitting over at Choose. You want to win Brave tickets, go to Choose. Abercorn and see John Cabrera, the GM. Atlanta Braves 410. Tomorrow, Atlanta Braves at 135. Don't forget, we're at the Loggerhead Spike Bowl Tournament. Great show. We're out of here. You've been listening to the Coach Makos. Have a great week, and until next week.
Always hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.